Dear Inspector Arthur William Birch, I write this my 73rd letter since my fatal diagnosis, and 28th to you again with regards to my kumquat tree, stolen on Thursday, April 12, 1896. As the ever-patient gentleman I am, I have graciously overlooked the apparent disregard of this case, in part due to the clear inadequacies of Scotland Yard as demonstrated by the local papers of late. In these difficult times, we can only be thankful to the gallant compatriots of King William IV's old bill of yesteryear, who were capable of keeping civil disobedience at bay, I might add, are not a witness to these troubled times. Alas, I digress. As I am now on my deathbed and seeking to resolve all outstanding affairs post-haste, the reason for my correspondence is to address the lack of response from yourself and your superiors regarding this incident. You are well aware the kumquatrine question was a gift from my eldest daughter Lydia on occasion of my 52nd birthday and resided on my property beside the entrance of Cumberland Street. Although I was never fond of Lydia, as she was unable to find a suitable husband, likely due to her incomprehensible need to feast at every opportunity, thus impending any possibility of presenting a womanly figure, striking desire within the loins of potential suitors, and I did form an attachment with the kumquat tree. Woman at the time, Mrs. Regler, would have been dismissed long before had she not demonstrated one's sole talent in making the finest of jams and expanding her repertoire to kumquats, of which consumption with my morning meal was the one true pleasure of my day.
Did you know I slept with your wife?
Well, I did. Sleep with your wife, that is. I don't know about you, but I certainly feel better. Sincerely, Henry Adam Wood. P.S. Don't be mad.